This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
WGR Sports Radio 550 presents.
The Ohio State Supreme Court rules that boneless wings can have bones in them.
I saw this morning. I did not know what to think.
What?
It's just the style of cooking it?
Sports Talk Saturday.
Ohio Supreme Court ruled that foodies can't expect boneless wings to be completely bone-free.
They're boneless!
Stop it. Get some help.
Eat a bone with a bone in it, Deshaun.
But eat a bone with a bone in it.
On WGR.
This is open material. That's all I can say.
Sports Radio 550.
I'm boycotting Ohio.
Welcome to Sports Talk Saturday. Derek Kramer, Joe Calley, always boycotting Ohio.
Still boycotting Ohio.
We are also live on location here today. Mm-hmm. We're down at Batavia Downs for the Legends and Expos 2025. Sports Collectors Expo show here at Batavia Downs Gaming. And anytime that we're at Batavia Downs, you do know that there's going to be a somewhat familiar voice when it comes to a Saturdays at Batavia Downs. And that is Ryan Hasenauer,
who yes.
I have talked with plenty of times over the years as a producer or even just like co-hosting or something like that, but it was always from afar. I never had the opportunity to finally sit with Ryan, and now, finally, years in the making,
yes.
having a chance to sit down and talk with you today, Ryan. So it's a pleasure to finally have you right here at the same table as me.
So excited to have you guys here. And, of course, in all of our banter before we went live on air, we were talking, of course, about some of the things that you guys were going to experience for the first time here, including the Legend of the Stars Expo, but also the incredible chicken fingers that Brian and Nate talk up all the time. So we'll
have them and Caver, Dan
yes.
Cave.
Yeah, Dan Cave as well. Yeah, shout out Dan. It's a great day, guys. How about the drive in here? It's beautiful. The sun is shining. I'm watching the horses run around practicing on the track behind us while we're here with Brian Trottier on the he's already started at 11 o'clock. He started his autograph stuff. We were talking about this before, too. Six-time Stanley Cup champion. Six times he won the
six
Cup.
Times.
Yeah.
Six times.
It's
pretty unbelievable.
So anyway, but it's going to be a great day today, but we're really looking forward to seeing everybody coming out. The weather is beautiful. The ground is thawing a little bit. So take the drive down the thruway if you're listening to us. You got plenty of time. This show's going to be open until 4 o'clock today. You can drive on out to Batavia Downs and be a part of this wonderful memorabilia show. 70 tables inside the room in front of us here. All kinds of stars and athletes coming to the Legend of Stars Expo. LegendofStars.net to get the information. And we're back here again tomorrow. You guys won't be. I'll be here, though. And you can visit all those memorabilia tables as well tomorrow, as well as be sure to check out some autographs from our ambassador, Thurman Thomas, is going to be here today. But today's going to be awesome, guys. Really looking forward to having you guys along for the ride.
Absolutely. And if I got to do the Wine Line voice thing here for this.
No. Bit. Yes.
It's always better when Derek's not there. There we go. So there's your credit for going on Sunday. That's your motivation. Right. Or if for some reason you're a sicko and you actually do like us, you can come stop by and see us while you're waiting in the autograph line.
Come say hello.
As Ryan mentioned, Brian Trottier already getting things started for the table over there. Other athletes showing up here today: Chris Chelios, Doug Gilmore, Frank Reich, Kyle Williams, London Fletcher, Steve Christie, Drew Pearson, and Billy Smith.
Quite a lineup.
Yes, if you're into the you know, all the autographs for the Hall of Famers. I mean, you've got, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 guys are coming today. In fact, everybody who's coming from the hockey side of things is in the Hall of Fame.
Hall of Famer, that's
sick. Yeah. Yeah, so pretty awesome. And then four Hall of Famers today, 4 Hall of Famers tomorrow for the hockey. So it's going to be a great time visiting and seeing everybody.
By the way, with all the players that I mentioned, it's all like 30-minute I should say 30 minute start times between all of them there.
Yes, yeah, and then they sign for about an hour. So, yeah, so Brian Trottier is on from 11 to 12. Chris Chelios will be here in about, 25 minutes, and then so on and so forth throughout the afternoon. And then also today, Chad Michael Murray is going to be here for those
One Tree Hill.
Yeah, One Tree Hill, Gilmore Girls. He's also filming that wonderful doc with, I think, Andre Reed for about the Bills.
Yep.
And so that's going to be taking place. They've already started filming it. I know they have. But he's going to be here 12 to 3. So if you're looking to get his autograph on all kinds of memorabilia, you know, over the years, guys, it's been an incredible thing here. They've had the Sandlot kids here. They had a couple of the Mighty Ducks here, Squints and what's the other, the main character? I can't
Smalls.
Think Smalls. Smalls, yeah, and Smalls. Squints were here. We had Goldberg was here.
Goldberg.
You know, so he was here for that game or for that particular week.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's really fun time. You know, it's all about creating memories, right? And so, you know, kids 12 and under are free, and a lot of kids, like my son included, who's 10, loves opening packs and looking at cards. And, you know, he's more into the Pokemon stuff right now than he is in the sports stuff.
I did see a table for that. So.
Oh, yeah, there's definitely Pokemon cards here.
The nerd eye caught
it. Let's get that out there. There's Pokemon cards at Batavia Downs today. But there's all kinds of other things. Also, today's National, like, Tops Break a Box Day, where, like, people are breaking boxes. Like, all kinds of people across the internet are doing live breaks, you know, and stuff like that. Like,
was that planned?
Yeah, it's a happy accident because it's a national thing that Topps is doing, but there's all kinds of just full boxes you can break in there. I got some cards graded. They're doing on-site card grading today. They'll ship them to your house, but they're also doing on-site autograph authentication, and we were just talking about, you know, some of the grading and some things like that. I got some of my Marvel cards graded today. Those of you that are into the Marvel cards or the DC cards and stuff like that.
Yep.
Non-sports cards command a lot of money. You know, a Magic the Gathering Black Lotus, I think, was went for like $1 million. Post Malone bought it. Some crazy nonsense like that. So,
yeah.
So any kind of card you might have, there might be somebody out there that wants to see it if it's graded. They'll give you some money for it. So it's good times.
Hey, man, nerds spend money too.
Listen,
take
absolutely,
it from me.
100%.
It's the hobby. Take it from me.
It's awesome. So, but we were talking beforehand, and you guys, you've got a couple cards coming in, possibly your friends bringing them in. You got some Jack Kemp and stuff like that?
Yeah, Jack Kemp, Daryl LaMonica. I'm going to see if I can get them graded. I'm not an aficionado in this by any means, but trying to break into it a little bit, and if they're doing the on-site grading here, why not at that point, right?
Right.
It'd be a missed opportunity for not to take advantage of that. So
in 2020, when, you know, everything was kind of crazy there, the hobby blew up again. It got very, very tight because everyone was just like, oh, we got some extra money coming in, and I can
extra money, I can't really go anywhere. Let's open up some cards.
Yeah. Let's open up some cards.
So let's order some from eBay, a box of cards, I'll open them up.
And so including yours truly, I mean, the memorabilia just exploded. So I put together a bunch of Marvel sets that I had needed to put back together again from years or whatever else. And one of the things that happened during that time is people got super into some stuff that Topps was doing called Project 2020. And so I got a bunch of cards from that, got them graded. And the thing that was very awkward for me was sending them out someplace. I had never sent out cards for grading. You have to put them in a certain type of pack. You've got to do all the paperwork so you know which cards are going. They're going somewhere. What's your estimated value? Well, I don't know. I'm looking at eBay sold. I'm not sure exactly what they're worth. How do I know this is a 10 or an 8? And there's a big difference between a 10 and an 8 when you're looking at a grading scale. So you send those off to Florida to the company that was doing it, and I got them back in about maybe 3 or 4 months. It took some time, and I was excited. I got a couple of tens, and it was an exciting thing. It was a bunch of Derek Jeter cards from a certain Project 2020 that the folks from Topps were doing at the time.
Yeah.
But it was weird because when you send them off in the mail, here you're going to hand them to somebody. You're like, you are the person that's going to take these to a warehouse where you're going to grade them, and then you're going to ship them back to me. And that's fine. I don't mind that part. But like sending my cards out in the mail, I don't know. I just kind of had some like weird anxiety about it.
At the very least, you take half of it away.
Yes.
Right, exactly. And especially for the authentication of the autographs, I've got something I'm going to get authenticated today. They're going to give it back to me later today. So they'll do that authentication of the autographs on site. The grading, they're going to mail you your cards once they're graded. But if you've got something that's autographed, they'll go ahead and they'll give you a little slip that says, yeah, this is definitely autographed. So there's different prices depending on the value of your item. But here's the thing that's amazing. If you get something autographed at this show by one of the people that's here today, $10. That's it.
$10.
$10. Now you got to pay for your autograph, of course. So like, if you go to legendstars.net, you can bring it up and see. Oh, you know, Brian Trottier's, you know, however much for a flat, so much for a helmet, so much right. for a puck, whatever it's going to be. So an extra $10 on top of it. But now you've got from JSA an authentication certificate that says, oh yeah, this definitely was autographed, and it's backed up by this company. It's a, you know, it's a certificate
can confirm he was here.
He was here, and this guy signed this. So that is cool for the resale business. So
yeah.
if you've got a collection, you don't want to miss this weekend.
Yeah, especially with the fact that, like, we were out there, and it's not just cards or your typical memorabilia. One of the coolest things that I saw out there on the floor was replica championship rings.
Yeah, yes. I saw that. Like, the guy's over in the corner.
Like, the bling, immediately I turned right to it. I'm like, these are really cool. And actually, very reasonably priced for, like, a small gift for someone.
Right. And, you know, like, you would never...
It was, like, $20, $25 for the replica rings. And I'm like, that's actually really cool. It's a nice little gift idea for someone. Like, I got a couple of friends that are Michigan fans.
Yeah.
Seeing, like, the replica championship ring for that, it's like, hey, that's a nice little gift I can get for someone. And it's not going to break my wallet either.
Right.
For the type of gift that it is. And that's also really cool. You could just display it and people would be like, oh, that looks pretty nice.
Yeah, because someone wouldn't necessarily wear it, but they definitely would display it and have it look cool on their mantle or in their fan cave or whatever it might be. So, but yeah, so that's what's going on this afternoon, guys. But I got to tell you, even on top of that, which is going to be spectacular, tonight is the $1 million dice roll. Now, usually the $1 million dice roll is the day before the big game that takes place every February that we all know that we can't say the words on.
Yes.
The big game.
The Supper Bowl.
Yeah. But we moved it to be this weekend instead this time around, which we're super excited about. And I'm just super thrilled because doing the dice roll the same day as the Legend of Stars event is just going to make it absolutely crazy. So tonight, inside the lobby, we are going to let 10 people roll 4 dice. And if they roll the right combination, they win $1 million.
Wow.
So 7 people have been pre-selected. They've already been selected throughout January and February. But there's a chance for you to still win tonight. 7:30, 8:30, and 9:30. Come play with your Players Club card. It's free to sign up for Players Club. Just bring your ID. And you'll go ahead and you'll play on the games on our 938 games we have on the gaming floor. And when you, if you're lucky enough to get your name selected, first off, you're going to win $2,500. Nice. You're going to have that.
Already a winner.
And then you'll go to the lobby with me, and we will roll the dice. And what you have to do is you have to predict what you're going to roll. So you're like, okay, I'm going to roll all 4s, or I'm going to roll a 6, then a 2, then a 1, then a 5. So you're going to tell me, you're going to call your shot. What am I going to roll? And then I say, all right, you predicted you're going to roll a 6 first. Here you go. Here's the first die. Roll a 6. And so we've done this for 7 years. This is the 8th year we've done it. In those 7 years, two people rolled the first 3 dice correctly. They were rolling the last die. A 1 in 6 chance for $1 million. Now, you would have heard about it because neither of them did it. But let me tell you something. I got goosebumps just thinking about it. It was the first year, it was the last lady of the night, and then it was like the 4th or 5th year that the other guy did it.
I would have tried to take the coward's way out, be like, am I allowed to, like, is there a deal or no deal option here?
Yeah.
Can I just take a half a mil?
Do I have to roll this? I'll negotiate like a lower price.
Start bartering. Yeah.
It is
like
incredible.
I don't even need half at that point. Like, I'll just take a cool $250.
Yeah.
Thanks. I don't need the heart palpitations on that.
Yeah.
Appreciate that.
So it was great because we have like a corral built out of plywood that's in the lobby. So when the person rolls the dice, it usually slams like almost like a craps table, you know, that type of a thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so the one guy on his third roll, the one that set him up for the possible mill.
Yep.
It rolled and rolled and rolled, smacked the back of the plywood, was on the wrong number, and then slowly tilted and fell on the correct number.
Oh, dude.
So it was the third one was a winner. And everybody in the lobby, because we get a good crowd that wants to cheer people on, you want to be there when someone wins $1 million.
Yeah.
You don't want to not be there. Everyone just went, they're going crazy in the lobby. So really looking forward to that tonight because we're going to have that atmosphere. Because, I mean, every year, at least one person rolls the first die correctly. That's just the odds, right? You got 6 people, a 1 in 6 chance that someone's going to roll it correctly. So when that first person rolls it, they roll it correctly. Like, you just feel, there's a little bit of like
a little buzz
in the crowd here. Yeah.
Got to start paying attention.
And we've had people get 2 correct, and then they got the other ones wrong. But, oh, man, it's what a thrill it is. It's a great time. So a lot of excitement here at Batavia Downs. And, of course, you guys mentioned the Buffalo Sabres are back tonight. So we'll have the game on inside of 34 Rush today. You can watch them take the Rangers on at 5:30. And
To help dull your excitement from watching people rolling dice.
Yes, that's right.
Exactly, yeah.
come enjoy some chicken fingers, which are highly touted by the WGR staff, and then you can watch the Sabres and just hope and pray You know, maybe just maybe make a slight wager. You can maybe make a little wager there. Maybe Tage Thompson, a couple shots on that.
Maybe
he feels a little slighted not being in Boston.
I don't know. A little bit. You know, see if he was a little mad.
Yeah. So
Rasmus Dahlin saying, you know, he was upset that Sweden didn't play better. You know, Ryan, actually, real quick. How'd you feel about that Four Nations tournament and everything that happened over that? The excitement that ended up coming with the exhibition tournament there between Sweden, Finland, U.S. and Canada, and how the NHL probably should take advantage of this sort of opportunity.
100%. Yeah, you know, it's interesting because as a sports fan, I have a very, and I'll show you guys pictures at some point, or you could probably look them up on my Twitter page. I have a very nice fan cave that I put together over the years. I have 8 screens that I can watch things at the same time.
Look at that.
So we have like a big screen, you know, like a projector screen, and then I have smaller TVs that are all around it. So, you know, on a day like today, if I was home, I'd be watching every single college basketball game, throw a couple of soccer games in there. I think AC Milan plays today, which we'll be watching Captain America there for a bit. So, you know, that's my thing. I am a huge sports fan, and I have a USA wall in my basement where I have a USA 1998 jersey. I've got my Jordan jersey from 92. I got my Stockton jersey from 96.
Well,
I got all these
go.
Things. And so I didn't even know about this other than in passing. It was like, oh, yeah, they're not going to do the All-Star game. They're going to do this thing. And I was like, okay, I'm going to file that away. It's in my brain. And then we started getting closer. I was like, oh, this is going to be kind of neat. And then all of a sudden, obviously for many reasons, it took on a little bit of a heightened sense in many Americans' minds. And I was like, oh, I'm definitely going to pay attention to this. And then watching that game where the fights happened, I was like,
a week ago, yeah,
I'm all in on this. Like, I am like ride or die with Team USA. Not that I wasn't before, but I was just like, I am super thrilled about this. And I think a lot of people were like me, where they were like, okay, we kind of knew about this. It was kind of a thing. It was kind of in the background. But, you know, the NHL is their own worst enemy, where I feel like they could have even done a better job promoting this ahead of time. Because there's never been an international tournament with best on best where it's just like, oh, no one's going to watch this. No one's going to care about this. Nah, they care. They really do care.
And it's the players. They really do.
Right. They're going to try.
When the international crest is there, they're giving it their all no matter what it is. Like the last time we saw best on best action, Joe, was the World Cup of Hockey.
Yeah,
and even the teams with the combined teams, like Team Europe and Team North America, they still gave it their all because they had some degree of international pride with that.
They
the
struck
fact
gold
that it was
this.
nine years without best-on-best competition
crazy.
That the NHL backed out of is one of the most foolish things I've ever seen a commissioner do.
And we were talking about the death of all-star games in general, right? Like
the
Pro Bowls, flag football, like all of this stuff. Seeing it actually be best-on-best and legitimate play between these countries was the best thing that could have happened. It really was.
And, you know, it was all right there for the NBA. You know, the same it was the same weekend, right?
Yep.
Yeah, same weekend.
Well, throughout that weekend that was going on. You've got the joke of an NBA All-Star weekend. It was not great. And meanwhile, what happened like literally last year? Oh, that's right, the Olympics, where we had that unbelievable comeback with Curry and coming back. And there's enough international stars from all these different countries that you could do short-sighted 5-on-5 games. I mean, heck, have a bunch of, you know, you could play a different format. You know, you still want it to be, I don't know, international format's what, 20-minute halves? So you could have it where somebody buys a ticket, much like the NCAA does, where it's like, all right, session one is you get to watch these two games, and then they clear the arena, and then session two happens. It's two other games. Bring 8 teams, have them play all on Friday, have a little break, do the dunk contest on Saturday night, and then Sunday afternoon, you know, have another couple of games where, yeah, maybe they have to play multiple games that day, but whatever. Like, let's have USA versus France. Let's have USA versus, you know, I'm trying to think. Doncic plays for, is it Czech? Slovenia, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So, you know, I want to see that. I want to see LeBron, and I want to see Team USA go up against Slovenia, go against France. Like,
and even now, if you just did a Team USA versus the world,
right? They did Team
Canada.
The
world combined team probably is your
pretty
favorite
sick.
At that point.
Well, do you remember back? This is before your guys' time, right?
Because
you're both
Luka and Jokic, and an all-star cast on the other side from every country in the world taking on a Team USA team.
They did NHL, did Canada and United States versus world, right?
Yes,
did North
they
America,
did.
Yeah.
They North did. America versus the world.
For All-Star, late 2000s?
Yeah,
early 2000s, something like that. And that was exciting, man. People still went and prayed for it. So
people still do that sort of thing. Yeah, the death of the All-Star games, that was a really fascinating thing that we talked about back
except
on
for baseball. Baseball's the only one that seems to consistently have the All-Star game, and it works.
And even that, with baseball, suddenly, like ESPN – there was a mutual parting of ways, so to say. That's how they all phrased it.
The old studio is literally a storage closet, as we saw today on Twitter.
To see that.
Or
like,
X.
Yeah, it's just – it's interesting, though, to see, like,
this is an opportunity for hockey to grasp on and try to gain control again. Mm-hmm. And I see something yesterday from Eric Comrie, which was a really thoughtful thing of the tournament. It was a really exciting thing. However, the best way to grow the game is to make it cheaper for people and families to get into the sport for children.
Yeah.
100%. That's how you grow people at the beginning.
Ooh, oh. Good thing those aren't our mics.
Yeah, this guy's got to watch what he's doing here with the microphones.
Oh, boy.
Guys, I'm going to just leave
right,
for one
Ryan.
Second.
We'll
take
let you do it.
Yeah, yeah. All right.
That's Ryan has an hour. He'll be back on with us in a bit.
Yes.
Checking in every hour.
This is a pretty cool event, though, all in itself. I mean, what we've been talking about. And
it's nice to have Ryan on, especially because of the fact that like he is all around the place at this point today.
Yeah.
He is taking point left, right, center.
Yeah.
And, you know,
he's like, a man at work.
Having him, though, be able to sit with us, be able to enjoy himself for a couple minutes, and then get right back to it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, this is I'm still so pleased with what happened with the Four Nations tournament, and even the fact that like, oh yeah, Team USA lost on Thursday, big whoop. It was an awesome game. Mm-hmm. Like, that was one of the coolest things that you could see.
Yeah,
all the way throughout.
Yeah,
I was so happy to see that that was the end result.
Right.
And Zach and I talked about it with Connor McDavid, how this could be a potential legacy moment for him,
mm-hmm.
and how Sidney Crosby already has the golden goal. And for the first time ever, I could say I nailed it.
Yep.
Because who scores in overtime other than Connor McDavid?
Yep. And it was, I mean, I couldn't help. As just, again, a general hockey fan, I'm, of course, rooting for the United States. Don't get me wrong.
Right.
But seeing that game go to overtime.
You want that game to be good and close and tight all throughout.
It was phenomenal. I didn't want to see another 3-1.
No.
I did not want to see another 3-1. But also, I was talking with my family members before the game. The over-under was 6.5. I said, this game doesn't get to 6 points.
No. The defenses were too good.
They were too good, and they hit 5 points, but in overtime. And
but
it's
even
like,
then,
it was phenomenal.
Even with all the defensive responsibility and clean play, there was one penalty in that entire game.
Yep.
And it was a weird penalty that Trocheck took, but mm-hmm. like it was clean hockey.
Yep.
It wasn't anything outlandish. There was JT Miller had said before the game, yeah, the fights were a one-off.
Mm-hmm.
Good. And that actually brings credence to what Brandon Hagel said about, we don't need a group chat for that sort of thing.
Right, yeah.
But it actually kind of ended up buying into that. However, they knew, hey, no, we're not doing a tone setter thing because we already set the tone. Canada is going to be the one that has to match this now.
Yeah.
But then they did. It was a great game. There was still a lot of back and forth action, quality chances. Jordan Binnington was unreal for Canada in overtime.
He was.
Unreal.
You can't even get upset. Like, he was just legitimately playing.
Yep. The only thing I was upset about was that I can't smack talk him.
No. Unfortunate, but no.
Not after that.
No.
Cannot. The guy was stupendous
mm-hmm.
In every shape of goaltending. Just stupendous.
Yeah. But it really did, I think, cement what that will – I think the Four Nations – I mean, if it's not here to stay, that's totally the NHL's fumbling of that situation. It's here to stay. All-star games should look at that and kind of learn from that. I think – you know, we talked about a country over crest in this situation. I think in any sport you'd be able to get that
yes.
commitment from the players because the Olympics do it
think
every 4 years.
Matthew Tkachuk
yeah.
was battling through injury already.
Yep.
Goes in, and it got to a point where he could not anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And if I'm Florida, I'm pissed.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, what are we doing?
Right, right.
But I will say it's just one of these things of just you need to have some – sort of self-preservation there, man.
Mm-hmm.
Nope, it's too late at that point.
Yeah.
Josh Morrissey probably had to be puking.
Oh, 100%.
In order to not be able to play with the illness. Mm-hmm. Like, that man probably had something going on where it's like, I can't go.
Yep.
And in comes Thomas Harley again, who can't practice that day. That is the one thing I would say they should change, is that if a player is there, they should be able to practice. Harley did look good, for all accounts.
Mm-hmm.
But you should not have them playing cold.
No.
That's the one thing I would change if they're doing this with the World Cup of Hockey when they bring that back,
mm-hmm.
Is they need to make sure that if the players are there, they should be able to practice. That's the rule. That's the only change that we're making.
You need to be able to let them warm up and get loose and go in.
Especially with the chaos that came in of like, Oh, by the way, Brad Pesci, Tage Thompson, they're being sent over to Boston in case we need them.
Yeah, like there's a whole mental aspect of that too, and it's you got to let them be able to get loose.
I had way too much fun watching that tournament, and I cannot wait for Best on Best International Play. Hey, good news. It's only 1 year away. Mm-hmm. Only 1 year away. I've got to wait 1 year, and the Olympics are here, and we get to do this all over again.
Yep.
And that is the best part to me. And then every 2 years, you're getting Best on Best International Play because the NHL is bringing back a World Cup of Hockey. Keep doing it. Don't go away from it because the players are trying to help you grow the game, which means more bums in seats for you, more money in your pockets.
Exactly.
Bettman,
don't mess it up. Like, that's what it is.
Bettman, owners, don't mess this up. But how do you take advantage of this?
Yeah, capitalize on
it. How do you take advantage of the momentum is what we're going to talk about next coming up. Derek Kramer, Joe Kelly here for you on Sports Talk Saturday live from Batavia Downs for the Legends and Stars Sports Collectors Expo here at Batavia Downs Gaming. It's $10 to get in. Children 12 and under are free. So make sure you stop in.
There's plenty of good stuff out
there. There's plenty of neat stuff to look out there for if you love sports memorabilia or any sort of collectibles like that. You see something from an old seat from the Yard to replica championship rings to plenty of cards. So many cards out there. Jerseys, helmets, everything of the sort out here for you this weekend at Batavia Downs. We'll be back right here on WGR.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yep.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy!
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's squirted out to Larkin and back to his good buddy Werenski. Right on net. Rebound Matthews. Trying to pass. They score! Jake Sanderson!
Only downside to having that game in Boston is hearing the...
Yeah, the terrible, terrible goal horn.
Awful goal horn.
What was...
4 out of 10.
Trying to... Oh, not even 4. I'd say -3. I have no idea. Just it sounds like a vomit horn. Oh,
but that was a huge goal there. That gets it to 2-1 for Team USA. Jake Sanderson, which it was very funny. Like, I would imagine, like, imagine being an Ottawa Senators fan, seeing two of your top guys scoring the goals for Team USA, which is against the country that you're cheering for that night.
Yeah, I know.
It's a little tough. Like, I want to be cool with it, but at the same time, my country is now losing.
Yeah, I feel like the duality of sport,
it's, you know, it's so
it plays a lot into it.
It's genuinely fun there. Derek Kramer, Joe Kelly here with you as we are live at Batavia Downs Gaming for the 2025 Legends and Stars Sports Collectors Expo show out here at Batavia Downs. It's today and tomorrow. And we've got plenty of big names here today. Brian Trottier and Chris Chelios at the autograph desk right now, by the way. Doug Gilmore coming up at noon at the autograph table. Chad Michael Murray will be here from 12 to 3, by the way.
He will.
He's pretty much the whole day.
Yes.
Actor on One Tree Hill, Gilmore Girls, appears in a couple of films, everything like that. And big-time Bills guy.
Oh, yeah. Big-time Buffalonian.
Big-time Buffalonian, as Chad Michael Murray likes to represent. And then after that, though, starting around, it looks like 12:30, Frank Reich will be here. And then we got a nice little Bills run. Kyle Williams will be in at 1 o'clock. London Fletcher at 1:30. Steve Christie at 2. Cowboys great Drew Pearson at 2 o'clock as well. And then Billy Smith, the former Islanders netminder, at 2:30.
Lots of, I mean, we were talking with Ryan in the last segment. Every hockey player here is in the Hall of Fame.
Every hockey player that is here today is a Hockey Hall of Famer.
Which is, you know, you're for the price of the event, everything with the signing, right? Like, it's all reasonable for Hall of Famers. So, come on. Like, can't really argue any of it.
Admission, $10. Kids, 12 and under, are free. And any paid admission also receives $10 in free play. On the
I had to walk in with my shoes on my knees. You know what I'm talking about?
What?
Yeah. I had to, like, kneel down and waddle in like I was 12 and under.
Oh.
So I didn't have to pay the cover fee. Sorry, that went over the head right away.
I just got here early enough that, I also had all the equipment.
Yeah.
So I didn't look like I was someone that was just here for a show.
I showed up with a backpack. Yeah.
You were just walking in with a backpack. I'm walking in with all the equipment, the banners, everything like that. So I didn't get asked many questions.
But
also because I was like, hi, is Ryan here? I need help. Where am I going?
Yeah.
And well, we're over here in the autograph room, so we're not out at the expo floor. Ryan had said there's 70 tables out there with plenty of
we saw it with
collectibles
our own eyes.
Out there that, again, my favorite's the replica rings. I think that's a nice little gift that you can get someone, and it's not breaking the bank.
Yeah.
So that's my favorite thing. 803-0550 is the number to call, 1-888-552-550, as we get back into business here. And the Four Nations Tournament, it was a fantastic way to put hockey on the national scope, and the ratings crushed it. That was something that I was very delighted to see.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe you could take advantage of this. By the way, 9.3 million viewers on ESPN. 9.3.
You can't argue
highest
with that.
Higher than any NHL game ever on ESPN.
Well, I mean, it's not surprising to me because the way ESPN treated the NHL prior to this was Stephen A. Smith saying the only thing I know about hockey is the puck is black.
Yeah.
So it doesn't surprise me because PK Subban is really the biggest voice for the NHL they
exactly.
have, right? So it's like this is really
he got fiery this past weekend
as he
too.
Should as he should. Look at the sport right now versus before this happened.
Oh, it's
it
so
is
much
the
better.
Central talking point.
It is the central talking point right now on ESPN. In addition, concurrently, it's how the NBA All-Star Game was kind of a mess. Taking advantage of this momentum for the league is going to be a big deal. And how do you do that? I think there's one way that it will happen.
Mm-hmm.
And it was something that happened before the Four Nations Tournament. The trade of a big name.
Yep.
The Mikko Rantanen trade kind of ruffled a lot of feathers of like, oh my God, hang on, he's on the move and Nate just went the other way. Okay, Taylor Hall, he's not the same guy that he was, but he's another name that got thrown into this thing. All right, sick. Big deals. And having a second de facto trade deadline added into your season is always going to help you out. That's going to be something that I want to keep my eye on is what kind of trademark do we get coming into the NHL trade deadline, which is going to be next month.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be interesting. And, you know, we hear ourselves and others talk about what can really save Kevin Adams' skin in a way, right?
Is getting a big trade,
getting
something set up.
And them not – the deadline is approaching. We said maybe during the break that he would do it. Nothing's happened as of yet.
Yep.
There's still time. But what I'm saying, I just think in order for him to save face and kind of just show this team is serious about trying to win, get back in the column, right, you got to make a big move.
You got to make a move, I think. I don't know how big it has to necessarily be.
What would your, I guess, dream scenario with your current roster, current players that are possibly, you know, up for grabs? What do you think would be enough to really kind of bring the vibes back, I guess?
It's tough for me to say. I kept looking at the rumor mill about Noah Dobson being potentially available from the Islanders.
Yeah.
And to me, that screams trade Dylan Cousins and something else within the package for Noah Dobson. That helps out your defense, getting you a defensive partner that solidifies your top four.
Mm-hmm.
But also, it gives you an opportunity to try to start over a little bit again.
Yeah. A clean slate-ish.
Cousins has been a little bit of a dip in his production. Not a little bit. It's been a
quite
consistent
a bit.
Dip over the last 2 years now.
Yeah.
That
we're going down the sledding hill. The little snowball turned into a boulder.
It's unfortunate. Mm-hmm. That's the problem. Cousins, $7.1 million over the next 5 years. It's not an easy contract to move either.
No.
But you do need to make sure that if you're going to do it, you get a respectable piece back because he's still young enough. He's only 24.
Yeah.
And remember, a lot of people were giving up on Casey Mittelstadt to a point where the Sabres did manage to smartly trade him on a 1-for-1 last year. He has not fit in Colorado.
They sold high, and
they managed to sell high. But Mittelstadt last year was having the statistical success that everyone was hoping for from Cousins.
Yep.
But it was around this time, though.
Right, he did not start the season very well. It was post All-Star
yes.
break where he was the Mittelstadt that got traded and they sold high.
Yeah, I think that they might want to just move on just so that you can see what you can do with Isaac Rusain. Because
mm-hmm.
that's a man that is languishing in the AHL right now.
Yeah.
Like, yes, they are top of the AHL. I do believe as of like a couple days ago they were. At the end of the day, get him some NHL games.
Yeah.
He doesn't need to be here for the rest of the year, but I would like to see Isaac Rosen getting another eight to 10 games.
Yeah.
To close it out. And how do you do that? Well, you got to open up some space, I think. And Cousins needs a fresh start. Getting a piece back like a Noah Dobson would be huge for you. And it gives you a little bit of an opportunity to then just kind of think freely. Like, you need to go ahead and grab a top six forward next offseason. Even more so. And now you have the space to do it.
Yeah.
Because now the player's not there. Not even just talking about the contract. The player's not there.
Yeah. I think there's, you know, it's definitely, it's interesting for me to look at. It's, I want to be in. I really do. It would take them doing something, though, for me to be like, okay, this team's serious. They're looking to get themselves in a better position and haven't seen that yet. And the more I talk about it, the less I truly believe that something is going to happen before the deadline.
Yeah.
You know, like,
it's not easy to do by the deadline, but, you know, with the Four Nations break, there's probably talks, you know, there's chatter.
Yeah.
Something like that. You go ahead and you mention something, a thing or two.
Well, you hope Kevin Adams, I mean, it's where he's historically been a little more chatty, right?
Yep.
So you would hope he maybe did start a couple conversations, whatever it may lead to. But, you know, you hope in this case, you do hope past results guarantee future outcomes. And he did kind of maybe start a few conversations and get the ball rolling on maybe a couple things.
Yeah, it would be nice to see as well, because you saw heading into the Four Nations break, Kevin Weeks saying that teams are interested in Cousins, so there might be a little bit of a market building up there as well.
Yep.
It still might be something that is an off-season trade, but if there's something that can help fans kind of come back for the rest of this season, a move helps. That is genuinely something to it, because you are dead last in the Eastern Conference. You are dead last by 6 points in the Eastern Conference.
Yeah, even it's not like it's a one-point
deficit. Even from
15th,
you are 6 points away.
Yeah.
So there's not much that you can do to end this season. What can you do for Sabres fans to try to show a little bit of promise to get them back for next year? There's a lot of work that you have to do, and it starts with the general manager and Kevin Adams, and he has to do something.
Well, and that's the thing, right? The coach has been changed.
The coach has been changed. Typically, that means that the last target is you.
Yes. Right. And it's going to – as much as his first two seasons, I really did like Kevin Adams. His drafting, everything was looking really positive. You're starting to see a little bit of – it's year five now. Like, these questions need to be asked, and you need to have answers, and there are no answers.
Yeah.
If he has an answer and pulls one out, okay, that's a different conversation, you know?
I'm looking at the trade bait board from TSN, by the way. Seth Jones is on there at number 7. Why?
I know.
That man has – you want to – I said something about Dylan Cousins' contract being tough to move. Seth Jones is $9.5 million over the next 5 years.
Yeah. Right?
How are you moving that? How are you moving that in any sort of deadline? That is cap massaging that has to happen in an off-season trade. I don't know why his name is on that board.
Shouldn't be.
You know who else is on this board, though? Old friend Rasmus Ristolainen.
No, let's not do the nostalgia route.
I'm not saying that the Sabres get him. Oh. I'm saying that he's an interesting trade piece this year and next year because his contract is dwindling down.
Right, right.
And he is a bottom-pairing defenseman that probably fits pretty well for some teams that are, say, like Columbus, a team that has a good amount of cap room. You want to bolster your bottom-pair defense. You go and trade for Rasmus Ristolainen for the playoff push. Like, that would... It's going to be interesting to see if Risto ends up playing a playoff game before the Buffalo Sabres do.
Yeah, that wouldn't surprise me.
Disheartening. With the way it's
gone. I mean, Kyle Okposo has a Stanley Cup victory. So, but I mean, it wouldn't surprise me in the slightest.
Yeah, but trades, I think, is the best way for the NHL to continue to grab on the fan interest. And I think that a trade from the Sabres can help not get people back all the way. There's only one way to do that at this point. Win hockey games.
Right.
The start of your season was actually looking really promising, and then that 13-game losing streak did you in.
Oh, yeah. I remember the show. The show before that happened. They were in a playoff spot.
And we were giddy about the team's prospects.
Yes. And here we are.
Here we are. Back to the same old, same old. And you hope that that's
it's not even the same old, same old.
So, for me, get some trades. Have some fun. See what kind of players can move around at the deadline, including Four Nations participant Brock Nelson.
Absolutely.
That's another one there.
Yeah. Test your luck. Why not?
Nelson's got 49 points this year in 53 games, by the way. So his spot on Team USA was kind of warranted.
Here's the question. What do you have to lose? Nothing. You have nothing to lose.
I mean, you have assets to lose.
I mean, yeah. Like, but I'm saying you have a GM who's looking to make a move, who needs to make a move.
Oh, excuse me, he has 33 points on the season. I don't know why they have it goals and points. But still.
Yeah.
33 points for Brock Nelson. That's a nice middle sixer that you can add.
Right.
To a team going for a championship.
But you need to go out there and make a move.
Even teams within, like, striking distance in the Eastern Conference where it is a jumbled mess.
Yeah. Yeah. It's ridiculous.
We'll talk more about this and about other things here. James Cook making comments of not wanting any drama when it comes to negotiating for a new contract. Start of spring training. There was something with the Yankees where there was a strange amount of
pomp and circumstance with their
a little bit
with their stuff there. And of course, Booty Cheek of the Week coming up next here. Derek Kramer, Joe Cali. This is Sports Talk Saturday, live from Batavia Downs here on WGR. Uh-huh. Just because we're out of the area, or outside of the studios, doesn't mean that we eschew traditions.
No, there's cheeks.
There's cheeks to be had, including the Booty Cheek of the Week here on a Sports Talk Saturday. Derek Kramer, Joe Cali, here with you at Batavia Downs. Not booty cheeks at all,
no.
By the way. This has been a great thing here that we've got. The Expo Hall is bumping the autograph line there for Brian Trottier and Chris Chelios at the moment. Not booty cheeks at all.
No. I'm going to be in the commercial breaks perusing around looking for memorabilia. So
bumped into a couple of the guys from the Trainwreck crew, Donnie and Slick, over here hanging out with us between breaks as well. So love what Trainwreck does as well. Got to give them an on-air shout-out.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So Booty Cheek of the Week here, Joe. What do you got for me?
I must ask you a question because the New York Yankees have – taken.
I hate you so much.
They've changed the policy regarding facial hair. The Yankees are now allowed to grow beards. And from what I thought was just I'm a Yankees fan, okay? I'm saying it. So I'm allowed to say this.
Right.
I thought it was just a quick social media post or a press release. I thought that was the extent of it.
Yeah.
Only to find out there was a 20-minute press conference held discussing the change on the facial hair policy. It's not listen, sports traditions are sports traditions. I get it. And I know the Yankees are deep-rooted in tradition, and a lot of fans appreciate that.
Yeah.
But, like...
This is not a...
It's not...
This is not a press conference-worthy thing.
You made the World Series last year.
Yeah.
You got... The fifth inning was your absolute nightmare scenario. You blew it. Like, you had a chance, and you blew it. We're holding a press conference to say, oh, yeah, players can grow beards now. It just makes no sense. And that also...
Just make it a press release and move on.
Exactly. Stephen A. Smith even chimed in on it. And he
has you agreeing with Stephen A. That's pretty...
A 20-minute press conference over facial hair. I mean, what a disgrace,
yeah.
Smith exclaimed. Couldn't believe it. Yankee fan, you know. I'm a diehard Yankee fan. Try to keep my cool. But you just... You know, he goes into
facial
his reasons
hair
and everything
is the
like
reason
that.
There was a press conference?
Yeah, like a beard, whatever.
Yeah.
I get it. It's a big change culture-wise, but it doesn't warrant a 20-minute press conference.
No, so it does not.
That's where I'm at.
All right. For me, it is Team USA in the Four Nations Tournament. Assistant General Manager Chris Drury.
Okay.
Why are three New York Rangers on that team when none of them did anything?
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, you need someone on your fourth line, but also when you're playing in world tournaments, you adjust. You get players that can do these things.
Right.
You think Anthony Cirelli is typically going to be a fourth liner on any team that he's played on ever? No. Seth Jarvis played only 12:45 in that championship game. He still looked very good in that game, by the way.
Right.
Just get your best players and let them play hockey. You don't need to do this thing of like, oh, I need Chris Kreider on my hockey team. Vincent Trocheck, gotta have him.
Mm-hmm.
Stop giving me mediocre Rangers.
Yeah.
Get Drury out of the decision-making process if that's the case, because Jason Robertson not being on Team USA is a crime against hockey. I'm not even speaking on the homerism tale of it. I am talking about the fact that Jason Robertson, one of the best players in the National Hockey League, was not on Team USA, but I have to have Chris Kreider. I got to have Vincent Trocheck on my team.
Yep. It's the fascination with the New York City market.
Yeah. It was terrible. That part was terrible. But you know what? It's over with. It's done. And I can't wait to have to laugh at someone from Team USA putting probably JT Miller on this team again.
Mm-hmm.
So just because he's on the New York Rangers.
Right.
Cool. Can't wait. We'll
Wonderful.
Do this again next year.
Can't wait.
Can't wait. We'll come back, and we'll talk plenty more. Four Nations Tournament being here as well. How did you think that it ended? If you didn't have a chance to sound off about it yesterday, we've got your mouthpiece right here, 803-0550. Sabres and Rangers this afternoon as well. 4:30 pregame here on WGR. Start of spring training. The Yankees got rid of the beard rule.
Yeah.
And plenty more with James Cook. And if we got some time, maybe a little mock draft simulator for you.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
We're running it back here on WGR.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, hootball,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.